Layer 740, mobilizing the people. The panel text reads, "Whenever I hear anyone saying the American people are complacent, I feel like asking him to come to Washington to read the mail that floods into the White House. The one question that recurs through all of these thousands of letters and messages is, what more can I do to help my country in winning this war?" Franklin Roosevelt, Fireside Chat, April 28, 1942. War mobilization touched nearly every aspect of American life. Under FDR's direction, the government assumed unprecedented powers over the economy. Wage and price controls helped contain wartime inflation. The government encouraged the growth of labor unions, but seized factories and mines when union unrest threatened war production. To conserve scarce goods needed for defense, government agencies rationed products ranging from gasoline to sugar. Civilians drove less, ate less meat, and drank less coffee. The war effort also relied on volunteerism. Children organized scrap drives to salvage rubber and metal for war industries. Their parents joined civil defense units, planted victory gardens, and purchased war bonds. Government propaganda reminded people to report suspicious activity, and Americans joined the Red Cross, the USO, and other service organizations. Eleanor Roosevelt helped spur these efforts, using her radio and public appearances to encourage volunteerism. The panel is inset against the large black-and-white photograph covering the wall of people standing among and on scores of trucks overflowing with rubber tires, stretching back into the distance. In the foreground, two Boy Scouts hold a banner saying, "Here's our answer, President Roosevelt." Above this panel are five colorful posters which encourage rationing, saving rubber, metal, and rags, and planting a victory garden. About 3 feet to the right are several 10-by-12-inch black-and-white photographs. One shows a large container of thousands of donated metal pots and pans to be melted down for use in defense industries. At the bottom, a worker plows Boston Commons to make a victory garden. Facing the wall photograph, turn to your right and walk approximately 4 feet forward to the side of an exhibit cabinet. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.